sky and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty.
Another edition of the Free American Hour. And I want to bring up my guest, Mark Furman. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Mark, you've got a book out. Is that right?
Working on a book right now called Escaping the Mind Prison, and there's also a book that's been out for 8 years now, which is a postgraduate text on the subject of cognitive neurophysics, and there is an audio CD program called Escaping the Mind Prison. This just hit the market.
Escaping the Mind Prison. I've got a friend of mine did a book called The Walls in Your Mind, Red Beckman. What is your basic thesis on this?
Well, the basic idea is this. We want to make change in our lives. We want to be able to change specific aspects of our lives. And generally, when we try to make a change, we're trying to make a change in a very high-level concept, like improve our relationships or lose some weight, or improve our financial situation, or get out of debt, or become a millionaire, or improve our health. We're looking for a very high-level solution. And when we try to make a high-level change like that, we're communicating in the language of the mind, hoping that we're going to be able to make rapid, reliable, measurable, lasting, and painless change. And that's absolutely not possible when we're dealing in such a high-level abstraction. There are, like your friend says, walls in the mind. There are actually five barriers that separate mind from brain. And anytime you want to make a change in your life, a change that's going to be rapid and reliable and stable, that change has to be made at the level of the brain. The problem is we think with our mind. And if we're thinking with our mind and we want to make a change in the brain, we have to translate that change. We have to cross the five barriers that separate mind from brain.
Okay. And how do we do this? We're the most mind-controlled society in history. They've got the most effective mind-control tool ever created. I think they call it television.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I say there ought to be a little clue to you why they call it programming. Why do they call it programming?
Exactly. Exactly.
And in my opinion, in my estimation here, they have refined the art of slavery to the point that the slaves don't know they're slaves.
That's exactly true.
All right, we'll be right back and we'll... my guest opinions and thesis on this are, if you want to call in, our number is 800-313-9443, and we're talking to Mark Furman. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Mark Furman. Neuroscientist, prolific author, performance consultant, and the information I got here, Mark, was that we were going to talk about willpower, motivation, and willpower to resist overeating on the holiday season, since the average American gains about 7 pounds between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if that's what you want to talk about, well, I'm certainly going to give you the opportunity to do that. But I find the subject of mind control and self-control really fascinating, and possibly even more important than not gaining 7 pounds this holiday season.
I agree with you, Clay. It is more important, and you brought up a very important point for the listeners to really get. That point was that we are, on a daily basis, being programmed, and we're being programmed by those who know out of control, because we don't know why we can be controlled. You see, we have an illusion as lay people that we have something called free will, the ability to choose our thoughts, the ability to choose our emotions, and the ability to choose our behaviors, as if we were not bound by the laws of physics or the laws of chemistry or the laws of biology or the laws of neuroscience. And that myth is keeping us slaves, as you say, that myth allows television and other media to program us. And it is certainly no accident that we call those things that we put on television programs.
I said they've refined, I've made a statement pretty consistently on the show, Mark, that they have refined the art of slavery to the point that the slaves don't know they're slaves. I'm not a slave. I can go out and get my pickup truck and go get a beer right now. Watch.
That's exactly right. You know, there was a very, very famous and poignant line from the movie The Matrix when Neo and Morpheus were having their pinnacle conversation. In that conversation, Morpheus says to Neo, there's only one thing worse than being trapped in a prison for your mind, and that is being trapped in a prison for your mind that you did not know that you were in, a prison from which, therefore, there would be no urge to escape.
And that's the Matrix was a hell of a series. Almost amazing to me that they could put that much truth out on the movies, you know, which is generally dominated by the Germans or the Krauts, they're the bad guys, and you know, John Wayne's a hero.
Right. Right, right. Well, they did put a lot of truth out in the movie. Unfortunately, that truth escapes most of the minds that watched it. Most people thought that they were just watching a very slick action movie, and they didn't realize the science and philosophy that was being revealed underneath that. But there is truly so much science and philosophy that was revealed by the movie. For the last 50 years in neuroscience, we have discovered some really, really important things about how human minds can be controlled. And if lay people do not become aware of what is happening, they will never truly experience in their lifetime what it is to be able to make their own decisions, to have their own thoughts, to have their own beliefs, to have their own feelings, and to be able to execute their own behaviors. Unfortunately, all of those things will be pre-programmed by sources like television, like the educational system, like the religious systems, like
books. Well, yeah, the religious system is another wonderful method of programming. I've done shows here with theologians that say we basically don't follow what Jesus taught us. I mean, he was the first rebel that solved the problem of how do you fight evil without becoming evil yourself. And I said they promoted him. They promoted him at the Council of Nicaea about 350 A.D. to God because they didn't want men like you and me aspiring to be the kind of man he was.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't have the. The programming never took with me. And I wanted to ask you about that, too. I got up on the stage about 35 years ago. I went out to, and I'm a biker, so I'm not exactly moldable either. But I got up on a stage with a hypnotist with about six other people. And after about 10 minutes up on stage, he asked me to get off the stage and kept the other six people up there. And they did all, you know, he put them through their little paces, being a chicken or standing on one leg or something like that. But he made me get off stage, ordered me off stage. And a short time after that, I went to a hypnotist and paid him to hypnotize me. And he asked me to leave, too. Maybe it's just bad breath, you know, I don't know. But I said, well, I don't think I've been, I don't think were able to. He said, no, I wasn't able to do that. I wasn't able to hypnotize you. I said, does that mean I don't have to pay you? No, you still have to pay me, but are there people that are just resistant to this programming?
There can be, and resistance to programming really comes down to knowledge that you are being programmed, number one, and knowledge of how to be able to put up that resistance. The problem is that we can so easily be programmed because we don't think we can be. If you don't think you can be, then you are a very vulnerable victim, because everybody can be.
I don't know how much you know about me. I publish a magazine called The Free American. I've been doing that about 10 years. And I started publishing it because I sat and watched what happened at Waco to the Branch Davidians. I watched that happen on TV, and I was thoroughly outraged that something like this could happen. And nobody did anything. Nobody did the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, the Sheriff's Department. They all just let it happen. Tanks running in on men, women, and children, 17 little children. And the media covered it like it was supposed to be happening. Like somehow these 17 children had done something illegal and deserved what they got. And they, so I started the Free American after that. And I swore to my wife I could never sit back and watch something like that happen on TV again without trying to do something. And
right.
There are so many people that did watch it and didn't do anything, and it didn't occur to them that there was anything wrong. Why?
It goes back to exactly what you said before. We are unfortunately programmed. Everybody is carrying out their programs. The police carried out their programs. The media carried out their programs. The public carried out their programs. We are unfortunately not free Americans. We believe that we are. We believe that we have free will. And in order to become free, we must be free in our minds first in order to be able to be free in our behaviors. We have to learn what it is that we're trapped inside of and why. We have to understand why we're trapped inside of a mind prison and why we are so easily programmed in order to be able to escape those limitations.
Well, let's go back to the subject we were supposed to be talking about. Gaining weight during the holidays. Most Americans gain about 7 pounds during the holidays, stuff themselves on, and I'm saying this as I'm eating a fudge brownie here.
There you go.
How do we stop this from happening, and what kind of steps can somebody take, and if we can apply this to not gaining 7 pounds during the holidays, we might be able to apply that to not being programmed to think that the Federal Reserve is doing something good for us.
You're absolutely right, Clay. The reason that Americans will gain on average 7 pounds to 10 pounds somewhere between Thanksgiving and January 1st is that, again, it goes back to programming. The media, unfortunately, is a great medium for programming, and television, which most people will watch over the holidays, will continue to become powerful at programming urges. When you program an urge into the neural network, into our biological system, that urge will always operate more powerfully, more quickly, more durably than your will operate. So when you open up the refrigerator during the holiday and you see turkey and stuffing and you see apple pie and pumpkin pie and then you see salad over there, and of course you know for your diet, salad would be the thing that you should eat, and that's what your will tells you you should be eating. Unfortunately, urge will always supersede will, and the urge to eat that pumpkin pie is going to overcome you, and that's what you're going to find your hand pulling out and your mouth eating and swallowing. And then you'll ask yourself, only after it's all done, when the dirty deed is final, why did I do that?
All right, hang on with me, and we got to take a break. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And if you've got a question for Mark Furman, my guest today, you're listening to The Free American. I'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right. We're talking to Mark Furman, and you're no relation to the other Mark Furman.
None at all.
Who was that, the O.J. Simpson trial or something like that?
That's right.
Yeah. So how do we, you know, the TV's pretty much a fact of life, and so is, you know, government control, you know, illegal wars, that kind of thing. I mean, it's been happening throughout history. You know, we've talked a lot over the last 10 years about the New World Order.
Right.
And I made the statement, and I've got a new film out called There Ain't No Such Thing as the New World Order. The money changers, Jesus ran out of the temple, are still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. They call it the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England now. And Caesar, in my scenario here, just morphed and became the Pope. And the Roman legions that conquered the world, they just morphed and became the British Empire. The sun never sets on the British Empire, and that's who our founding fathers fought. So our founding fathers probably fought the New World Order of their day, and they've pretty much refined the art of propaganda and mind control throughout Germany, throughout Russia, Soviet Union, when they created the Soviet Union, Red China today, and now it's pretty much happening in the land of the free and the home of the brave, America here. How do we defend ourselves against this. Not just, and of course, it's, this is a good thing too, you know, God, how do we keep ourselves from gaining 10 pounds over these holidays? But more important, how do we prevent ourselves? How do we prepare ourselves to keep from descending into slavery, especially at a time, and this is in my last issue of the Free American, one in every 32 Americans is either in prison, on parole, or on probation because more than any communist country out there, more than Russia, more than China. Why is this happening, and how can we stop that?
These are great questions, and you're right. The bigger question is, how do we stop people from controlling our minds? How can we stop advertisers and television and religious organizations and government? And how do we stop people from programming us? How do we stop people from controlling our minds? And how do we take control back? That's the big question. Now, there's a short answer and a longer answer. The more complete answer is that listeners should go to brainwindow.com and learn everything that they can about the technology of mind imaging, because the technology of mind imaging is what people are using today to help escape from their mind prisons. And it
that,
is 100%
give me that
reliable.
Website again.
It's brainwindow.com. And the technology is 100% reliable for those people that are dedicated to using it. But first, before you even use a technology like that, you have to understand that you are trapped in a mind prison. So let me define what that is, why we're so easily controlled. We are at a level of neurological development in history where our brains have grown into very big, powerful machines, but we think they've grown into thinking machines. What they've really grown into is information processing machines. And unfortunately, those information processing machines are slaves to any information that is being put through its receptors, its five senses, the sight, visual, sound, auditory, taste, touch, smell. Those are input channels where we can slide information in that people are unaware of, and the brain just simply does what it does. It simply processes that information, and it follows the instructions that come through. Now, what really is frustrating is the fact that we're trapped inside of a mind prison, and most people don't know it. And so I'm going to explain a little bit about why we don't know it. First of all, a mind prison, as simply defined as I can give it a definition of, is being able to see but not touch, meaning you can observe your life, you can observe your own thoughts, your own emotional patterns, your own behaviors, yet you're powerless to be able to change them. You're powerless to be able to affect them. You see yourself thinking negative thoughts, and you're powerless to be able to overcome those negative thoughts with positive ones. You see yourself having painful emotions, grief, anger, fear, depression, and you're powerless to be able to overcome those emotions. You see yourself executing self-defeating behaviors. You see yourself executing habits that you know are bad habits. You see yourself executing obsessive-compulsive disorders, and you're powerless to be able to make changes in your life. That's what it means to be in a mind prison, to be able to observe but not change. Now, part of the reason for that condition is that we have wiring in our brain which is not yet evolutionarily complete. We have enough wiring to be able to see ourselves as if we were television cameras that were turned back on ourselves, but we do not have enough wiring to sufficiently and effectively change those things that we see that we don't like. So that, in part, is why we're in a mind prison. And we have five barriers that, unfortunately, we have to break through in order to be able to take any instruction that we have in our mind, any wish, any dream, and turn it into a program in our brain.
All right. We got to take a break. If you'd like to... Dr. Mark, ask a question, 800-313-9443. And I've heard this before, Mark. I'll tell you where when we come right back. You're listening to The Free American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And, Mark, I said I've heard this before. And I heard it. I read it. And then I happened to notice something up here on your website that really triggered that memory. It says, technology sufficiently advanced is indiscernible from magic.
Yes.
And I found that in my research that when you go back through history, when you go back and you study the art of magic, it kind of encompasses all religions and all societies, from the Bushmen in Australia to the Bushmen in Africa to the Pygmies in Africa to the American Indians, the more ancient society, the more prominent, the witch doctors, the shamans. And when they, whether you're you're a Christian and pray to God, or whether you're a Hindu and chant Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, or a ceremonial magician or a witch that puts down a design on paper, draws circles, lights incense, lights candles, and concentrates, they're all basically performing the same kind of mental exercise, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
And I said the witch may be more proficient and more advanced than the Christian that just prays for a Cadillac, because she's utilizing the symbols, the smells, the sights, the sounds, activating all of her senses in order to achieve a certain goal. And you've got to activate the imagination first and combine that with will in order to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. And the architect is doing pretty much the same thing when he lays down, when he envisions in his mind the building he wants to build, puts it on paper, and then goes out to meet and find people to build his dream.
That's exactly right, Clay. In fact, the word architect is a perfect analogy, because if you look at the website down on the right-hand corner, all during the right-hand strip, you're going to see very interesting pictures of people literally drawing a blueprint of their mind, a blueprint of the mind that they wish to be able to have. And we have to think like architects of our own mind, because unfortunately we are so enslaved, we are so imprisoned, when we do not have a picture or an image of our own mind. You know, we have this miraculous device that we have created that allows us as humans to see ourselves. It's called a mirror. And every day we wake up in the morning and we can do some very precise appearance modification. We could put on our makeup and we can shave. We can comb our hair. We can get dressed. And we can do it very rapidly with great precision and with 100% reliability, because we can see ourselves. And if you took away the mirror, you'd find that a lot of people would lose the ability to put on their makeup straight, and a lot of people would lose the ability to shave their face and to comb their hair. We would look very different, very disheveled, if we didn't have a mirror that allowed ourselves to see ourselves.
I think they call that Neanderthal.
Yeah. So what the technology of mind imaging does is it allows us to see ourselves as a whole structure. It allows us to see the interconnectivity of our thoughts, our emotions, our behaviors, and you can literally see, you could put a searchlight on the existing program that is running your mind. You can see the thought and emotion and behavioral programs that are running around your neocortex, controlling every behavior that you have every day. And you realize when you see your own neuroprint, when you see this image or this blueprint of your mind, you realize how much of your thoughts are not your own.
You know, I feel like I've got a pretty good grasp of what you're talking about, because I do that every month. And when I put out a magazine, I envision, I pretty much start with the cover to give me the direction that I want to go in, and then I choose the stories that go into that back up what I've already created on the cover.
We call that thinking backwards from outcome, and that is a very, very powerful process. So you're naturally and normally using a process that we want to be able to teach the listeners to be able to use. Thinking backwards from outcome is what unlocks willpower, because if you have the will to do something, if you decide, I want to eat salad instead of chocolate cake, or I want to listen empathetically to my spouse or my mate instead of arguing the next time that we have a problem, or I want to save and invest my money instead of spending 21% on my credit cards and becoming poor. if we have a wish or a dream or a desire and will, we have to think backwards from the outcome. So it's exactly like what you do when you design the magazine. You think backwards from your outcome. You look at the cover, you design the cover first, and then you create the stories that are going to support the images on the front. We have to do the exact same thing as human beings if we want to be able to program a program that will overcome the programming that's already been implanted in our mind. And the way we do that is we start looking specifically in defining the outcome that we want. You know, a lot of people say, I want to be wealthy, but unfortunately, Madison Avenue's advertising program is guaranteed to keep us poor because we learn how to see wealth in an inappropriate way. For example, if you watch a commercial today for something like BMW, what the viewers will see is they'll see two beautiful-looking people racing along the Autobahn or racing along a highway with apparently no speed limit. And they look totally free, allowed to do whatever they want because they're in a BMW. And you see the shiny, beautiful car handling along the curves, and then they finally stop at their mansion. And when they get out, they don't even open up their own door. They have a butler that comes out, opens up their door. They get out. They go into this house, and you know, servants pull out the red carpet treatment. And then a few minutes later, after having a wonderful dinner that's been served to them by their live-in servants, they get into their helicopter and they fly away. And you instantly, as a human brain, will associate a symbol, a meaningless symbol, that little BMW propeller, with wealth. And you'll have an urge inside to immediately run out and get yourself an extraordinary debt in order to be able to feel this feeling of wealth. And what happens at the end of that whole unconscious programming transaction is the average American will experience about 28 days of intense pleasure and then 72 months of excruciating pain paying off the bill.
The process you're describing here, and I'm going to have to try to find the name of Freud's nephew, who basically started the whole programming of the United States using television and advertising to make women want to smoke.
Yes.
Do you don't happen to recall his name? Do you?
It was Freud's nephew. His name slips me.
What? Yeah. I've had it up a couple of times, but he programmed mass marketing in America, and you know, the big companies, pharmaceutical companies, and all that. I mean, they use his methods, and the one campaign that I remember is that he organized a march or something in New York of women smoking and made it okay for women to smoke in America.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we call that engineering consent.
And that's another subject that I've talked about a lot. They want to make you part of consensus. You're supporting this particular project or this particular agenda, and if you don't stand up and say, wait a minute, that's not right, no, I don't go along with that, then you're part of the consensus.
Exactly.
So if this is all part of the mind control, they just want you to sit there and be a good subject, be a good slave. You know, I mean, I think it's even in the Bible, you know, be a good slave. Don't rebel against your masters.
Right. Right. And the frightening thing is that our brain is designed in such a way that when this programming slides in through our five senses and it sits there and it becomes processed a little while, later on, we have this feeling that the desire to do these things has arisen from our own mind and brain, and not from the outside. We think we're programming ourselves. We have the illusion of complete control and free will, when in fact we are simply being processed.
Now, the method that you teach in your seminars, and when is your next seminar, by the way?
Well, the next seminar is in the second week of January, and that's going to be held in Palm Beach County, Florida, at the Convention Center. And then we have one after that around the third or the fourth week, and that's going to be in Houston. You can see that up on the website. Anybody that goes to brainwindow.com can get the full schedule for January. So we'll have a big one in Houston. We're going to have a big one in Palm Beach County, Florida. And then what's not up on the calendar is we're going to, in February, we're also going to be in San Diego.
Well, I think I'll just take this opportunity to tell you, you ought to get an ad in the Free American, because this information is exactly what I want to convey to my readers, to my subscribers, and Free American is on the newsstands around the country. And the other subject we were talking about was Freud's nephew.
Yes.
We're talking about Bernays.
Edward. Oh, yeah, Bernays, right. Bernays, you're absolutely right.
And from the late 1920s to the early 1930s and the mid-40s to 1990s, years ago, Americans grabbed toast and coffee for breakfast. Public relations pioneer Edward Bernays changed that. He, among other things, he helped convince the public that bacon and eggs were the true all-American breakfast.
Yes, and Edward Bernays was the one who wrote the book Engineering Consent. He did, in fact, launch the public relations programming business in America.
We've, So we're all eating bacon and eggs, and now they want to chip our chicken. So if your chicken crosses the road, you got to report it to the government. This is a Bernays did all that.
Yes. And what the listeners really need to know is what he knew that they don't, and it's scary because 50 years ago he and a handful of other people knew things about programming the human brain that the average listener still does not know, and that's frightening.
He created consumerism.
Yes.
As mass control.
It's a way of separating us from our paycheck every single week to acquire things and make choices that are not our own.
I mean, how many millions have been spent on cigarettes just from Bernays' advertising campaign promoting smoking as being cool? I mean, and the whole of Hollywood right now is really all about that, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, when you see John Wayne smoking, man, don't you want to do it?
Of course.
And they've done the same thing with war. I mean, John Wayne was a hero, killing those commies and those gooks out there, killing those krauts and the chinks. And they gave us those terms. I say on my website, hey, that's I won't allow that on my radio show. You can't call one of my guests names like that, because that's what governments do to get you to go out and motivate you to go out and kill those people.
Right. By changing the name, we dehumanize them, and by dehumanizing them, it makes it much easier to kill them.
I think the work that you're doing here is very important. I mean, it strikes me, and I want maybe you could describe the process of laying out this this map of your mind so people could understand it and maybe even try it themselves. If you could elucidate on that a little bit, I'd really appreciate
certainly.
It.
Certainly. Well, first of all, it's important for the listeners to understand why they need a map of their mind in order to be able to make changes. The first and most important reason is that brain space and mind space are very different. And when I say space, I really mean bandwidth. You know, a lot of people are familiar with bandwidth if they are familiar with information theory or how radio works, or even how their internet connection works. Everybody knows that dial-up is a lot slower than broadband, and the reason is that the bandwidth is different. Well, the bandwidth of the mind and the bandwidth of the human brain are also very different, and here's how they're different. The human brain can process 11 million bits of information every second, but the human mind is only aware of 44 out of 11 million bits. Now, to visualize that, imagine that I cut a hole in the ceiling and I dropped on top of you 11 million marbles every single second that you were sitting in that chair. And out of the 11 million marbles that I was dropping on your head, you had to find the 44 that were most relevant to you for solving a problem or making a change in your life.
All right. Hold on a minute. We got to take a break. And, folks, if you want to get the next issue of Free American, and we'll try to have some more information on this in that next issue, if Mark can do an article for us, my number is 888-678-1444. If you want to get a subscription, if you want to get an ad in, call me. I'll be working all day on that. We got to take a break.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right. Yeah, we want to break that chain that binds us, consumerism, consumption, whatever you want to call it. And my guest is Mark Furman, and I want to recommend his website to you. Mark, where do they go? And it's brainwindow.com, right?
Yes. If the listeners go on to brainwindow.com, they can see a number of different resources that are available. First of all, they could see pictures of people in the actual events using the home study program and also going to live events that are actually making pictures or maps of their mind called neuroprints. These are blueprints of a human mind that reveals the existing mind control and programming that take away our free will, that rob us of our ability to make our own thoughts or our own emotions and our own behavioral choices. And they can begin to see short video clips. They can listen to other news stories in the media section. They can even read scientific articles and academic articles on the subject of mind imaging. And they can find events that they can go to that are in the United States that are being given in Florida and Texas and California. So people from all over the country can fly to those events and learn how to gain control of their own mind, their own brain, and their own life.
I might have to drive to attend one of those, but I'm pretty sure they've got me on a no-fly list here.
Well, it'll be worth it.
The self-quiz that you've got on here, somebody can take a 3-minute self-assessment to find out, and if any three of these statements are true, then you may be trapped in a mind prison. Often I find myself in an internal conflict. Part of me wants to do something that's good for me, and part of me wants to do something that's ultimately self-defeating or self-destructive. Often I experience strong emotions that cause me to act in ways that damage my relationships. And I often experience emotions that don't support my goals and dreams. Once somebody takes this test and finds out that, then where do they go from there? What can they do to change this type of mental rat race?
Well, once somebody takes that short quiz and realizes that they are, in fact, trapped in a mind prison, the first step is to be able to learn the technology of mind imaging. And there's two ways to learn the technology now. One is to come to a live event, and the other is they can go to the products section of the website and they can order the home study program, the 21-day home study program. Either way that they learn the technology, what they're going to learn is how to make a model of their mind, and they're going to use very simple tools to do it. They're going to use nothing but an artist's sketch pad, four colored markers, a calculator, and a stopwatch. And with it, they're going to be able to harness the powerful laws of physics and neuroscience to be able to make an accurate model of how their thoughts, emotions, and behaviors have been connected up into a mind prison, creating walls in our mind that prevent us, literally barriers, that prevent us from getting where we are to where we want to be in our life.
All right. Again, the website is brainwindow.com. Mark, I hope you consider advertising the Free American. I can certainly use this support, and people need this information. Thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me on the show, Clay.
All right. And, folks, my number is 888-678-1444. If you want to subscribe, do it today. God bless.
With recent